USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee are now opening up an expansive investigation into President Trump and his associates. Democrats say they've requested dozens of documents that relate to potential abuse of power and obstruction of justice. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders calls the move disgraceful and abusive. President Trump was asked himself yesterday if he would cooperate with the investigation.
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. It's a political hoax.
Hillary Clinton saying that she has ruled out another presidential bid and will instead be taking an active role by working with fellow Democratic candidates who are running. Billionaire Mark Cuban says he might consider a run for the White House. It would be as an independent. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
In Sacramento, California, at least 80 arrests made last night during a big protest after it was announced that there will not be charges in the fatal police shooting of Stephon Clark, a black man who was holding a cell phone when he was fatally shot in his grandmother's backyard last year.
The thing that gives me hope is the strength of my fellow Alabamians.
U.S. Senate Democrat Doug Jones of Alabama talking after tornadoes touched down Sunday in his state and killed at least 23 people.
They're an amazing, amazing citizenry. Amazing people from one end of that state to the other.
Jones speaking there on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday. Actor Luke Perry has died at 52 after suffering a stroke last week. Perry was famous for his role as Dylan McKay on the iconic 90s series Beverly Hills 90210. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House is expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. It's a response to comments from Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, the freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing, in her words, allegiance to a foreign country. Omar issued an apology last month after saying pro-Israel groups are using big political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. The last Chevy Cruze is soon coming off the assembly line in Lordstown, Ohio. In November, General Motors announced it would close that plant, which opened back in 1966. Production was supposed to end on March 8th. Officials now say it will actually stop tomorrow. 700 GM workers have already transferred to other plants, and the other 1,400 at Lordstown will be out of their jobs this week. A Utah woman's in custody after reportedly stabbing her mother to death and then confessing at an Olive Garden in American Fork. Authorities say 31-year-old J.D. Lauren Altmaier, covered in her blood, told fellow diners what she had done. Police then found 55-year-old Carla Orsini at an extended-stay hotel with multiple stab wounds. The investigation continues. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.